everyone. We are back with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avera.
Hello!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the next episode. Yes, it is your resident orange doggo bad, and I'm looking forward to a fantastic episode today, and I hope you guys are too.
Damn right. And next on the show, we have Noble.
Good morning, everybody. Don't drag your ass out of bed too early expecting something.
I think I just did. I always do. Next on the show, we have Maligos.
Hey, just to say, it's great to having Avera back.
As always, man. It's a pleasure having you all in.
Likewise.
Mm-hmm. Next on the show, No Dragons, Please.
Hello. How are y'all doing today?
It's been a long time since we had you back on, man.
It has been. I've been busy. Got a job change, technically. I guess just change of position, and it's been crazy since then.
Fair enough, man. You and I are on the same boat.
Now, I'm not sure if you guys have been following No Dragons, Please on YouTube, but this dude is like the god at freaking dad jokes. If you ever need anything that brightens your day, check out his channel. They're like 10 to like 7 seconds long, but like, my goodness, you fucking nail it.
Thank you.
I really do, man.
Dad joke.
Righto. And finally, introducing our bell ringer, Mighty Red Wolf.
Train's coming.
Damn, that sounded glorious. How much are those things worth?
You don't want to know, but I actually love the SafeTran hybrid bells. They're my favorite.
Yeah, the really, really distinctive sound.
Very much so. Let's get on to today's show, shall we?
Righto. Let us start with the feel-good preface of the week. Now, the George Floyd mural in North Toledo reduced to rubble after being struck by lightning.
So, I'm sure that you guys have seen this on Twitter, right?
It's been blowing up everywhere.
It has been. But here's the weird thing. Now, I follow this guy named Tim Pool. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of him. But Tim Pool, even though he's like some vanilla semi-atheist, he's like, well, I saw that in the middle of the day when there was no clear skies, you know, all that stuff, a lightning strike completely obliterated the George Floyd monument, and this building, bro, it exploded. I mean, look at this. This is all those colored bricks just completely obliterated on the floor.
Yes.
So I wonder what that was all about. You know, some people are saying on Twitter, oh, this is God about this. Now, fair point. A lot of people have considered George Floyd to be some kind of an idol, despite the fact he was a drug addict, piece of garbage thug. But that's besides the point.
Indeed. And I just would like to say again, and thus did the Lord strike down false idols.
Exactly. And this does seem to be what happened. The fact that it was a clear day and lightning randomly occurred. Sure, there were some like spotted clouds or whatever, but lightning just destroyed this particular side of the building.
Right. Yeah. That I'm going to bring up
even
quick.
If you're not religious, it is still kind of a spooky little coincidence.
That's the thing, though. That's right? The thing that I look at it. I'm just going to put it short and simple. There is a God.
There is a God.
Well, yeah. If you want any other proof, well, here's a photo.
He's clearly pissed off.
Righto. But not to mention, to add to that, he is clearly pissed off, and God will not be mocked. And get this. Let's read this bit. When reached Wednesday, artist Ross said he definitely plans on redoing the mural somewhere, and it will be again centered around George Floyd. He said he'll incorporate a double rainbow into the new mural because the same day of the lightning strike, he saw a double rainbow. Ross said he wants to put the new mural somewhere.
Oh, bullshit. No, no, he didn't. He didn't see no double rainbow nonsense. He's just freaking lying, trying to like be all prophetic and crap. No.
Absolutely pathetic.
I just want to say regarding that, though.
There's no way he thought that.
No.
You know what's so odd? The rainbow is actually, a symbol of God. Before currently some people... couple of people with an agenda hijacked it for their nefarious purposes.
Yeah.
And thus, I want to say to them, good luck, good luck trying to mock God again. Anyway, no, Dragon, are you about to say something?
No, I was agreeing.
I encourage those people to keep going at it until they learn their lesson.
Yeah, what's next? Hail in that area to destroy it?
Yeah, right. Hail, locusts, frog, the death of your firstborn, unless you sacrifice a lamb, all that crazy shit.
Why is this so familiar all of a sudden?
Exactly.
It's so small. I mean, a rock would basically turn around and solve the problem.
Well, look, I'm not one to say that I think that he deserved to die. Of course, I would never say that. He's a human being. But at the end of the day, he was a bad dude. He was a junkie.
The fact that a couple of people made him into a martyr and a quote-unquote saint.
Dude, now they're building statues of him, freaking monuments, and now that this particular monument was struck by lightning. Of course, lightning happens all the time. Let's not forget that. But at the same time, though, now a lot of people are looking at this and they're thinking, well, maybe it's either a sign of God or something in regards to that manner.
Righto.
I'm like, was it a sign of God? Because he is kind of being worshipped as a saint, even though he was a criminal thug who died because he ate too much fentanyl.
You need to tone it down a little bit. See, what people forget is that this was his playbook. He pulled this sort of shit before.
Yes, he did. He was a career criminal. Absolutely.
No. What he pulled in the street is something he apparently had done previously to other police officers.
Baiting them to so they can get convicted and suspended.
Yeah.
Anyone who purposely goes out and causes trouble like that, expect to get a bullet.
A jolt.
Yeah, well, you probably shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car while you're chewing on a speedball.
Yes,
that's probably not a good thing to do.
I
agree, it probably isn't. The problem is that we have to make martyrs out of people because cops bad, herder.
Right? How stupid is that? And how many of you and me or our friends and family are in law enforcement and how we try to help our communities and make things better? And then we got wackos like this that once they die because of a horrible situation, all of a sudden we have.
kneeling on his neck is what didn't kill him. That's the thing. Kneeling on his neck was not the death.
It was fentanyl that did it.
Yeah.
Why are they blaming the police officer then?
Duh. What do you think?
Easy target.
Because SJWs and the alt-leftist cult, basically.
No, it's an agenda. Anyway,
make anyone the scapegoat.
Let's move on. Right. Let's just move on from this.
I think, it's enough. AV, right?
Yeah, let's keep going. Dial it down.
Right, so there you go. Therein is your feel-good story. Now, we're going to move to the main
event.
Gravy of the show.
The main part event. Of it.
Righto. So, move on to the good stuff. Space Jam, A New Legacy. Director Malcolm Dealey says fan backlash to films desexualized Lola Bunny was super weird.
Why does he think it's super weird?
Why, right? Read this. speaking on the topic of Entertainment Weekly, the director Malcolm D. Lee said that he was taken aback by the sheer amount of discourse surrounding her new design recalling. I had no idea that people would be up in arms about a bunny not having boobs.
I would argue it's not only that, it's the entire redesign of her. She just doesn't look that good, unlike the second one. Well, and I'm not really
and the fact that the original Space Jam was the first time we ever saw Lola Bunny. And when she came into the fray, like, she was a anthropomorphic bunny who was supposed to be, let's get real, I mean, she was, like, supposed to be attractive, you know?
Yeah.
In general. Yeah, I mean, hell, even, like, Bugs Bunny saw her and, like, metaphorically got hard as he fell down.
Is it just
me? I don't know if you saw the original Space Jam, but, like,
That was funny.
It was hilarious. Like, you're like, oh shit, well, obviously Bugs Bunny got hard just by looking at her, and she's like, oh hey, do you need another basketball player? And she like rolled her ears back, and you're like, okay.
I had a VHS tape, so I would know it.
I thought was funny about this, there's so many people who would have been turned into furries because of her growing up.
Yeah,
I wonder how many
generations.
That's one of the main things. That and Lion King and Robin Hood. That's like one of the main three things. And yes. I'm also kind of argue for like Zootopia, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah, and Crystal from Star Star Fox.
How many
from Star Fox? Yeah,
how many people are now going to be turned off by that?
Okay, so first of all, you guys are forgetting, obviously, the best furry turner, and that's Beastars. Duh.
Bro, you're in the wrong generation.
That had a lot of people into
that. In the old generation, we grew up with Lola Bunny, Lion King.
Yep.
And Road Rovers.
Stuff.
Yes.
And then friggin' Beastars came into the picture, and that's a whole different thing, too.
If you want the current Zoom agenda, go on and grow up with Zootopia, Beastars, Brand New Animal. And space and this low and the desexualized Lola Bunny, bro. Let's keep reading. Yeah. So listen, like Lisa, you know, I understand people don't want things to change, but I think we need some evolution with her, not by objectifying her, but by making her strong and still feminine. The director. And yes, we had all these other women who were like, "Oh, you can't be strong and have big boobs." Sure, you can. But we're talking about a cartoon bunny, not women.
But I thought the bunny was considered a woman bunny, right?
But it's not the problem with that. It's the problem that they completely changed her character. And it's not just the boobs. It's the entire character has changed.
Yeah, total difference. I mean, if you look at the first one and the second one, you're going to see a big difference.
That's like if they made a remake of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. But instead of making Jessica Rabbit a sex bomb, they made it into some generic...
Don't give him any ideas about that shit.
Okay.
No remakes, none of that, all right?
Remakes
that was
are all
perfect
for shit
as
now.
It is.
You know, now that he mentioned it, Hollywood's got to ruin it.
Yeah, of course they will.
Yeah, they will. Just watch.
I mean, speaking of which, though, Avira, like, what, you know?
Yeah.
I saw you saw the trailer, right?
I did, yes. And I was very concerned about the fact that they kind of went into, how do I say this?
Kidnapping a kid? Seriously?
No, not that. It was more like multi-platform type of things. Like, modern things, like, you know, they were like rapping. Like, I've never seen Porky Pig rap before, or like Daffy Duck fucking rap. Like, they were trying to get into like the whole hip hop scene and like being like all that mainstream culture and shit. And I'm just thinking, like, wow, that's not going to age well at all. Hell, Space Jam, that should age so damn well that people still go to their OG original website that was made back in the fucking 90s. So now that Porgy, the notorious P.I.G., No, fuck that. That's not going to age well.
Nope.
Like, just be your own character.
They don't make movies that age well anymore. They make movies for woke.
Yeah, but like Looney Tunes used to do that, and like Space Jam. Even then, even when like they introduced the new character of Lola, like everyone loved that, and that was great. And of course, we had Bugs Bunny and his cartoonical stuff. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, you still had all the cartoon gangs, the cartoon gags from like the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
I mean, they still kept with the same theme for the original.
They did. They really did, though.
But now you can't do that because it makes kids violent now.
How? How does giving your bully an anvil and walking him off the cliff until he walks like 10 steps and realizes, oh shit, I'm off the cliff, and then he's dropping an anvil and falls down into the canyon? Like,
although,
really?
Although, Aviar, you know one of my funny gags is from the Wile E. Coyote stuff?
Is, I mean, that's what I was talking about. But
I know,
what's yours?
Oh, every time he uses Acme stuff, every time it fails.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? My favorite type of scene, like from those cartoons, is when they draw something like on a cliffside, like in the middle of a road, like it's a brick wall, and then like they draw a tunnel, or like they draw a tunnel like with a train coming, or something crazy like that, or like they draw a hole in the ground, like all that crazy shit.
Okay, look,
I think that's
something...
like so damn funny. And then like, okay, the Roadrunner draws this tunnel, he runs through it, and then the coyote sees the tunnel, he's like, okay, cool, then he runs to the tunnel, and then he flattens out like a pancake.
Right. Okay, look, what I would have liked to have seen in this movie instead would have been the Bugs Bunny and all that having your yearly basketball matches. Something happens and they have to go get a basketballer from our world to help the Toon world. That's right. What I would have liked to have seen. Kidnapping the guy's child and having some crazed lunatic as a bad guy. Just what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Seriously.
And I want to say, add to that, though, some of the reviews as of late about Space Jam and New Legacy show that the movie is both an abomination and an apocalyptic horror.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
That might be an exaggeration. I don't think it was an apocalyptic horror, but it definitely went against the main characteristics of the main characters that like we all grew up like loving and like know how they react.
Also, I mean, it's probably just me, but I'm not really such a huge fan of turning Bugs Bunny into CGI. Personally, I like
me neither.
The sort of like the first original Space Jam wasn't like it was sort of like in between 2D and 3D. Like they still looked like 2D characters, but they like the way they moved and all clearly said they were in three-dimensional space. I kind of liked that, and like it was appealing to me as a kid
because it was a very similar art style to like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, live action,
exactly.
Right?
Live action and cartoons.
Yep.
But
you had the live action with the cartoons, but like they interacted pretty damn well, I would say.
Yeah, but they looked two-dimensional, but they interacted 3D. Mm-hmm. It was a really cool thing. And since we all watched like all Looney Tunes cartoons, which were 2D, of course, we can relate to that better. Now with the whole CGI and 3D, it kind of I don't know.
Something completely different where they had that it wasn't drawn, it was not animated. Unfortunately, a lot of these characters, I think basically all of them, were created by CGI.
Yeah, but here's what I was gonna bring up though as a good point. Yeah. Don't forget what else was also a good Looney Tunes movie. Remember Looney Tunes Back in Action? Remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Kept the cartoon theme, and it still was on point. It was funny, though. Yep. That was a good one, too. Why couldn't they just go back to that? And that was kind of a, what, wasn't that recent, I think?
I don't know how recent you mean. I mean, that was quite a few years ago.
I know, but I know that that was after the first Space Jam, but why couldn't they just keep on with that theme?
Well, because new technology came around, and I thought they were kind of like banking on the new technology, like maybe that would draw more audience. And they thought maybe, well, if we spend more money with this new technology, well, maybe people would think it's more interesting, and then maybe they would buy tickets and make more profit.
Still, you're in the classics, though.
But at the end of the day, like, that really didn't happen, because, like, all of us regular fans were like, well, we just want to see our favorite characters doing their regular shit like they used to do. Like, I don't really care about, like, your 3D, you know, $10 million fucking programming, CGI, whatever the crap. No, at the time, no one really cared about that.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of that old saying, if it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Exactly. That's what Disney, that was a problem with Disney when they stopped doing animated shows. And then they went right back to fucking CG.
Well, you know how it is. We gotta spend way too much money to find out that something's not working.
I think that's pretty much what it is with this movie. It's like it was considered, you know, a vanity project. They just threw in a ton of money, you know, for the animations, for the big names.
And like I was really looking forward to it, but it's just kind of
I just want to add this. Read this line. I've never seen anything like this, though. But he says, Roper said, I also hope to never see anything like it again. And I wish I could unsee this. And to continue on, LeBron says it was an awful idea. One of the worst ideas he's ever heard. And he rejects the pitch. And then the movie pursues the exact same pitch after acknowledging it's a terrible concept.
You know what? I would have to say I absolutely agree with that assessment.
Well, he's right. Okay, so here's the problem, right? Their budget was probably what, 20 million? Huh?
I mean, maybe 25, something like that. Yeah. It wasn't a lot, though.
So keep in mind that probably almost all except for 1 million of that was probably getting LeBron to actually be in the movie.
Yeah.
And
the other cameos, too. Like, they had to spend, like, you know,
probably millions and millions for King Kong, Willy Wonka, Austin Powers, The Mask. And they had a reported budget of 150 million, like I said. Like the article says, Brava.
Well, I'm thinking maybe only, like, 500,000 actually went to developing the characters.
Yeah, and probably like a couple of them only was to redesign Lola Bunny in CG and desexualize her.
Giving it too much credit.
That was the problem. 20 million of the budget right there, problem. All right? Yeah. That was 20 million budget. We had to redesign Lola.
Character development could have only cost him maybe like $50, $60 per character?
Well, you have to come to the stage of conceptual art, redesigning, animating.
Yeah, they just hire people from FA or DA.
Bruh.
Man, I wonder how much money they lost because they did Lola so negatively like that. Like, E621, fucking DeviantArt, FA, you know, all that shit. Like,
I mean, they probably didn't lose
money. If they're trying to make art about, like, fucking Lola... It's not going to be relevant to like what they actually proposed. It's going to be something exaggerated, like for sure.
What they should have done? They should have had they should have used a female basketball player
and modeled the body shape off of her vaguely. Yeah.
No, not Lola, but the main character should have been a woman, not a guy.
No,
Lola was the main character. Do you remember, like, way back, like, when, like, that the first Space Jam, like, they were concerned about, like, how they're gonna win, and then Lola popped up, and she's like, hey, I would love to be part of your team. And she's like bouncing a ball and she's like all sensual and shit. And Bugs Bunny's like, wow, I want to tap that. But yeah, I mean, Lola was fucking cool.
Yeah, but see, that was the major thing about Lola is her sex appeal.
Yeah, she was great.
But her sex appeal and her like power is like what made her so good, and they completely threw that off in the new Space Jam.
Hell, yeah. she could be a sexy girl and do whatever the hell she does, but she can also be a really good basketball player. And she's like, the main force that like helped the Looney Tunes teams win the thing and like stop the aliens from taking over the world. You know, like back in the original movie. Yeah. So like,
all I'm saying is that Noble is thinking too mainstream. Okay, we're over men and women. All right, we gotta do those made up.
We gotta do like the X gender.
Oh, are you talking about the made up Tumblr genders? Those.
Yeah.
There's more than two genders. There's like 75 or some bullshit. No.
Right.
Yeah, that is some BS.
That's some fucking nonsense, right?
So. One last thing to prop this up. LeBron James himself says, I'm a ball player and athletes acting, it never goes well. Think on that for a minute, yeah?
I mean, if you're like used by your managers and like you have to try to balance that with like with your friends and your family and like telling you like what to do. That could be hard. I get it.
Right. Oh, and just one last love comment from Boombox before we wrap this up. Who wants to see Space Jam at the drive-in?
Yeah, right.
Not me. I just want to add to that.
No.
You know what? When I was at the Comic Expo, I saw friggin' Bugs and Lola, the new generation mascot costumes. I'm like, no, I am not getting a photo with them. Not even wearing Jolty.
Yeah.
I am not.
I would rather be with, like, the OG.
Yeah, the OG Lola.
Yeah, the OG Lola, like, way back in the day, Lola. Like, before she got in that fucking Space Jam fucking sequel nonsense. No,
all right.
I'm not about that.
Righto. So, the next item. Oh, Noble?
Oh.
Ready for this?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I am. So, now, if you're in Australia, you may have noticed around a few circles that Woolworths and the Royal Australian Mint have collaborated to bring forth, you know, mascots for the celebration of the Tokyo Olympics. Right.
And this is something that I definitely want to buy.
And
I would go for it.
Not to mention now the internet's gone a big tizzy over this. Read the headline. Australia's official Olympic commemorative coins are picked. Government commissioned personas, quote unquote.
The thing I like about this, though, is the artwork has been done in a damn good way. You don't see this anymore.
No, you
I'm
don't.
Sorry, but this is really, really
no,
good.
No, that's not true, man. I do see this artwork, and I think this artwork is made by legit furries who know how anthropomorphism should look like. And
it has to be done by furries.
Yeah, these are the guys that made this. They are definitely furries. Like, they fucking have to be.
Actually, you know what? The creator, I think, if you look at the creator himself, it was said that he had no experience. I mean, I have to look into this a bit.
Yeah,
said,
right.
No experience in anthros, and he was mainly
the way
comic artist,
that they cross their legs and they look at the camera, okay, you're a fucking furry. Like, let's get real.
Actually, dude. Here's what the official the artist himself said on his own Twitter. I feel like if you look at my art account, you can definitely see the similarities in style. Even though I don't draw Anthro, and I understand why somebody would think like that.
He does, though.
Well, he did now. He does now.
Man, that is so absolutely bonkers.
He has to be a furry. It's
he
just,
is. Yeah, right,
you
though?
You can't hide that. The artwork shows it.
And the fact that, like, that's the whole, like, Australian mascot shit. Like, bro, if you were to tell me some furry artist made that, I would completely believe it. I'd be like, yep, that looks like an anthro. That's okay.
Right. Like, get
this. I totally see that shit.
Let's bring
absolutely
this stuff. So the artist Landegg was put on a project by a friend. The Mint was looking to commission Aussie-themed cartoon characters similar to how the Tokyo Olympics had been using anime-style mascots. Landegg decided to submit their portfolio, which features heaps of 2D art and characters like Sailor Moon and, notably, no sexy anthropomorphic characters. So how are not
right now? What do you mean?
Really?
What do you mean, no sexy? Are you kidding me? Yeah, you're fucking kangaroo.
I mean, you're from a
was sitting with their legs open. Like, I saw that shit. All right,
dude, you came from a wee background. How do you not, you know, sexy?
Yeah, it totally is though. And they're like, I'm not a furry, but
I mean, weebs are good at doing sexy shit, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Wait, didn't Russians do the same thing with the mascot? Like they had the
Zavivak. Oh my god.
Zavivak. Okay, man, I'm Russian. Let's not talk about that shit.
Yeah, and then the oh no, it wasn't the Olympics. It was the World Cup.
Yeah. I know.
Well, the last time Australia had an Olympic mascot or Olympic mascots, they did use basically furries.
They were.
No, but now they actually have like coins, which, by the way, guys, I'm totally going to buy some, and you should too, because I guarantee in like the next 3, maybe 5 years, they're going to be worth a lot. So
I
definitely
mean, these
invest in some of them freaking furry Australian con coins.
Yeah.
Things.
So here's a fun question for the panel.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. What would other countries' mascots be?
Oh, good question.
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah.
That there's is a
very good question. There's a lot of different countries.
For Americans, like,
what would they be? America would obviously be an eagle.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
Canada would be a beaver.
I think China would be like a noodle dragon.
Really? Some kind of dragon, though. But
yeah,
some
they would
kind
be
of
like
dragon.
One of those like
no.
Feather,
China
like,
would be a panda.
Noodle fucking dragon.
Joel.
Yes.
I just sent you a link to the Sydney 2000 mascot coins.
Righto. Okay. I'll put that up on screen share. So
see, I was thinking that China might be, you know, something that's a little more spherical shaped, with
okay
stuff poking out of it that kind of locked us all down for a year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's their mascot now.
Righto. Live comment from Deutsch Dog. France would be a runny cheese.
Oh, really? I thought France would be like a snail.
No, France would be a rooster.
I thought there would be a frogs.
Italy would literally just be pasta.
Prosciutto is kind of a thing.
Italy would be, shockingly, Italy would be wolf.
Really? Are you sure?
No.
I know why. I know why. It's because of the Romulus and the Rem story, right? You know that.
Bro, did you know once that the Italian military drew a mascot wolf to get people to recruit up?
Italy would be a wolf. Yeah. No, man. Yeah. I think Italy would be a lion. I really do.
No, that's the United Kingdom.
Yeah,
no,
the United Kingdom
would
be a lion.
No, the UK would be a lion though. No, man, Italy would be a freaking wolf.
See,
you know how many freaking wolves battled gladiators way back in fucking
Roman
times.
Shut up. Anyway, Italy will be a wolf. UK will be a lion. France would be a rooster. Spain would be a bull.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Malaysia could be a orangutan.
Or a tapir.
Mexico would be a pack of chihuahuas.
No, yes. Mexico would
you
be
sure
a
the
most
El
dangerous chihuahuas.
You sure it's not going to be El Chupacabra?
I mean, it could be El Chupacabra, but probably.
It would be the chihuahuas.
Okay,
the chihuahuas will fucking kill that chupacabra immediately.
Let's think about this. Would you rather be running across the desert and see one chupacabra, or running across the desert and seeing 50 chihuahuas coming for you?
Yeah.
I think I'd take my chances with one chupacabra, because chihuahuas,
I think me too. Bro, yeah. Me too. I would kick that chupacabra in the face. I'd be like, nope. No thanks. But if I had fucking 50 chihuahuas, I mean, I would be dead.
Yeah, you'd be outnumbered.
Russians would either be bears or Siberian tigers.
Siberian tiger would be bears.
It would be, yeah, Siberian tigers.
Canada would be maple syrup.
Or moose.
Moose, yeah, moose!
I kind of just like the idea of Canada at the Olympics and their mascot being maple syrup, though. Like, picture the masculinity when you have Mrs. Butterworth on the back of your uniform.
Oh, God, no.
And you just have a shirt that's like accented like A.
It's right Canadian, eh?
Now, Maligos, what do you think my mascot would be from my heritage, Indonesia?
I'm not sure, actually.
Actually, the answer to that would be a Komodo dragon.
Oh,
really?
That would be cool.
Literally, yeah. Every time I think of you, I always just imagine a purple squirrel in the tree, and you're like hoarding acorns.
And you know what?
Fuck you guys, these are my acorns. You ain't gonna get nothing.
Wait, are you sure that he's not holding these nuts?
He is. He is holding these nuts.
I mean,
don't look at me, man. I'm literally just a freaking orange doggo bad, you know.
I mean, it's a shame about Candace, though, you guys.
Yeah. Anyway, to get back to the whole, you know, mascot thingamajig, Noble, as we were saying, you know, this was the stuff that when Australia last held the Olympic Games back in 2000, these were the three mascots: Sid the platypus, Millie the echidna, and Ollie the kookaburra.
Now, there was also a frill neck lizard for, what was it called?
Right.
Platypus is the only mammal that lays eggs, right?
Yes.
No, I believe there's one more. I think that's not the only one. Or maybe the one I'm thinking of is already extinct.
Right.
Yeah. Platypuses do lay eggs, and they're also poisonous.
Right.
Which is cool.
So the thing is, with these current crop of coins, what we have are 5 commemorative coins, 2020 Tokyo Olympics, and they're uncirculated $2 coins. And yeah, look at the artwork, like of the.
It's
the
so yeah. 4 species of echidna also lay eggs.
Oh.
Apparently, every mammal that lays eggs can be found in Australia. So, Jolt, I don't know what you're doing to the mammals there, but...
Oh, no.
Know, we're basically reptiling them up.
Okay.
Wait, why can't...
Australia is something else.
Wait, why can't...
Like, their own thing. They have spiders that, you know, kill people.
Yeah, Maligos.
That's kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Or wait, we don't talk about emus in Australia.
If we don't talk about this stuff in Australia, it doesn't exist, right?
No, I was thinking because of the emu war. They're not talking.
We're not afraid to admit that we lost a war to the birds.
Oh, yeah, about that. Even freaking birds.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, we're going to continue on with this a bit more. They said the brief was to basically make an anime-style reboot of the original boxing kangaroo mascot.
I mean, that would be so, cool,
that's
though.
Yeah, but that doesn't really look like an anime style.
You think?
No, this does not look like an anime style. Actually, this looks like literal artist furries created this.
It looks like some
for the Australian government, and that is really fantastic.
No, I mean, the guy could actually, to be honest with you, I think the guy kind of pulled it off ish, considering he came from a weep background, and I think he translated it quite well.
If you were to show me pictures of these two characters and you, there was no background context, I'd be like, wow, okay. So obviously a fellow furry made this. They're probably based on either a fictional character that they made up, or maybe it's based on something else. But I wouldn't think that they're just hired by the Australian government to make a mascot. That's not a mascot to me.
So,
I'm sure that's not a mascot to a lot of other people who've actually seen this.
So
they look like legit furries.
All I'm picturing right now is you guys know that Office meme where they hold two pieces of paper and then it says the same thing. I picture like someone holding like furry artist first time trying this. Corporate wants you to find out the difference between these pictures. They're the same thing.
That was definitely not a first time. I mean, that looked like a professional fucking furry artist literally made that.
Something that a bit shocking is that on E621, there's no artwork of them yet.
Oh, bro, not yet.
Dude, you just had to go there.
Yet.
You just had to go there.
Oh, now it's going to happen now. Now it's going to happen. Someone open this big mouth.
Yep.
Pokemon.
You're damn right. That's going to happen.
The day of the release, there was porn.
There's going to be some shit.
Has been out for almost a week now, and it hasn't hit E621.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's been a week.
Okay, here's the thing. All right. News travels slow from that side of the world to over here, all right? Give it at least another 2 weeks traveling time.
It does,
Are you kidding me? News travels to my state a lot faster, though, because we're in the middle of everything here.
Dude, I live in New York, and, like, we get all that crazy shit.
I'm just making a joke about the obscene mailing times between Australia and, like, the United States.
Yeah.
I've actually gotten stuff within, like, a couple of days, though, from Australia to here.
Anytime I try and mail something to Australia, they're like, yeah, I'll be there in, like, a month and a half. And I'm just like, this is priority. Yeah.
Yeah, but what? Here's the thing, though. You're mailing from the continental U.S., not Hawaii. There's a difference.
That's fair.
Yep, see?
I mean, maybe it just the flights have to go stop over at Honolulu for a bit, and, like, you know, cargo ships might depend.
Actually, yes, that's actually true. That's why stuff actually has to go through here first.
Well, I just think overall that's pretty silly.
Don't look at me, though, because they have to get it scanned and have to make sure it's all safe.
Oh, no, of course not.
Yeah, I mean, but it's cool, though.
So, Jolt, do we have any live comments, any questions, or anything?
There's got to be something live.
Yeah. I hope so.
Apart from the fact that, you know, what's this guy's, you know, if you want to go follow the artist of the piece.
Yeah.
It's at twitter.com/@sailorfailures.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, imagine that. But just one last question. One last question regarding this whole caboodle. Maybe the government commissioned personas are a good thing after all. Do you agree or disagree?
I think it might actually work out, maybe. I think it is, because it's definitely like a big talk, because usually what they come up with for like the Olympics and stuff, it doesn't really get everyone into it, though, does it?
Right. I mean, first off, they do.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you get the attention of the entire furry fandom, maybe you're doing something right.
I mean, it's still the Olympics, though.
Yeah, but still, though, to involve furries now?
They've done it before. It's not
I mean,
the
fact
time.
Of the matter is, they, you know, the Mint kind of decided to do, to go with this, like, you know, to go with the cartoony style because Japan.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. It looks a hell of a lot better. This is, like, the best they've ever done.
Yeah, there's also another thing. They didn't Sonic it up.
I think they just the guy he went like he started from scratch, and then you know when they got in, you know, first kangaroo was done, second character was made, and then after that, you know, we got the frill neck lizard that was made after that for the Paralympics.
Turns out they've used that character before, but it was just revamped. So,
but it doesn't look that bad this time, though, does it?
Going from the source material, it's definitely an improvement. And yeah, you just don't hear those words often.
No, usually things get worse and worse these days, as we all know.
But yeah. So, that's
a very good point.
I definitely applaud it. I can't wait
to see them. Who can't wait to hold these coins and the manga booklet when it arrives in the post? I know I can't.
I'm doing an unboxing.
I have to get it. I don't care what anyone says. Righto,
I'll send you a link to that.
Perfect.
I need it.
All right, I want it.
I'll send you guys a link so you can grab one.
Now I'm thinking of the SpongeBob meme. I don't need it. I don't need it. I definitely don't need it.
All right.
Righto. One last item on the list. Right, and this is to do with a racing theme, and I think you might have also noticed today's episode was very big on sporting themes.
It was, indeed.
Yep. And we're going to continue that trend today. So, here's a bizarre one. So, who follows football, you know, football, or in the more, you know, the civilized Anglosphere, soccer?
Followed football necessarily, like when it comes to like particular games and like stats and stuff like that. No, I was looking more of like the big picture when it came to, you know, back in the day when certain sports were canceled completely.
I know, but here's the thing though.
I was very concerned about that type of a matter and like how is that going to be going back to normal?
Yeah. Yeah, well, here's the thing. For me, it kind of runs through my blood. You know, being a Hispanic, being Mexican, of course, we love it when they say, go!
Yes, of course. And I was looking into that too, my dude. Like, I was trying to, like, follow some sports and shit.
I hate bringing this up, but because, you know, me being originally from Southern California, every time someone would actually kick a penalty shot, we would say, ah, puto!
I hear that stuff is big from, like, the South American contingents, that some of them might actually be legitimately better than Europeans.
But I think it's funny, though, how all Mexicans do that, though, because that's actually a cuss word.
I mean, wow, yeah. Yeah. I can see why. Anyway, here's the bizarro happened. In the finals, you know that it was down to England versus Italy. And as you now know, Italy beat England. So, that wasn't the bizarre part, but this is. Racism won Euro 2020. Italian football team has too many damn Italians, The Economist argues, in a bizarre racial rambling.
Oh my god.
Really? Really, people? Now you're bitching about this shit.
How dare the Italian team have Italians on it? Well, they were supposed to get Portuguese, everyone knows.
they're supposed to have Mexicans.
There was actually a very interesting article. I'm not sure if you guys have seen this.
No, actually, you know, they wouldn't be rambling about this if the Italian team had, like, Libyans and Sudanese.
Yeah, well, they were saying that it was not diverse enough because there were too many Italians on the Italian
team. Too many white people!
How dare they have the linguini only?
They were all Italians, though. They're
why like, would they have the linguini only? Why not the ragatoni?
How many of the blacks, though? I'm like, bro, they're all... This is the Italian sport team.
This is the Italian
nation.
What
do you mean? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, so, why would you care? Who cares about race?
It's because England has half of their teams were, like, originally,
only racists care about how many different colors of people Avira? You have on your team.
Avira?
That's so stupid.
Anyway, go ahead. Yeah. Now, if you, so, I just want to add on to that, though. If you were to, you know, if you were the manager of a team and you had to pick out your roster, right, like, who'd you pick? Like, you'd pick the best players for each position.
I would pick the best players.
Yeah.
So.
For each position, like, you'd pick the best goalie, the best strikers, defense, like midfield.
If they're good at, like, three-pointers, like, if they're fast, if,
well,
if
here's
they
the
can
thing.
Stretch and lift
well,
some,
well,
you know, whatever.
Here's the thing. Look at it.
I don't care about race or anything. Like, who cares about that shit? I just want
the
best players on my team.
I've actually seen it where, like, you know, sometimes for, like, for, you know, for the U.S. team, we've seen, you know, we actually see Mexico, you know, players in it, or, like, you know, vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all depends on how good you are.
Yeah, but what I think most people are upset about with the UK. So the UK had a, as far as I saw it, like, the UK had a pretty mixed team. Like, there were some white people, there were some black people, there were some mixed race people there, and the Italians were predominantly white. Like, there's no black.
Race doesn't matter.
And now,
it's not about that stuff.
Yeah.
No,
and
look.
The
only time I would kick up a stink if a sports team won is if they imported a bunch of athletes from other countries.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Why are they bitching about Italy winning when there was Italians on the team? What's the point of the team then?
Right, and, like, you know, and Italy's own Fingo was, you know, made the whole decision about who, you know, who got on the squad.
Yeah.
I think you're missing the bigger issue, right? The bigger issue is the Italians only wanted the linguine.
Yeah.
Everyone else wants rigatoni. Come on.
That's it,
maybe,
man.
You're right, though.
That's it.
We did
it's
want that damn
that.
Linguine, my bro. Yeah, they probably fucking did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's so, you know, bizarre for the economists to ramble on about this, despite, you know, despite the fact that, you know, three of the players in the squad born in Brazil, they are, you know, they are of Italian descent, despite all of that. So, I mean, still.
I mean, I think it's weird that The Economist is ranting about it in the first place if it's supposed to be an economic magazine, but, you know, we won't go there.
Yeah,
but, I think what the main issue here is, what the journalist is, they expected England to win because England is like this mixed bag between, like, whites, blacks, and mixed races, and the Italians is, like, predominantly white. So they're, like, expecting, now the English team is going to win, and then we're going to show people that racists were wrong, diversity is our strength or whatever. But now that the Italians have won, now they're kind of like blaming it all on racism, of course. And I predicted that. Even before the match, I was like, wait, if Italians win, then they're going to blame it on racism. Bam. They blame it on racism.
I don't care about freaking race or sexuality or whatever, but, like, bro, you're on my team and we're on a fucking raid, and we're gonna, like, get this shit done. Yeah, we're gonna raid that base, and it's gonna be all well and good. And sure, you can, like, pretend to be, it's racism and all that stupid shit.
Avira?
But it's not.
And also, one last thing is that the guy that apparently they were tied at first, so they were, like, shooting those goals thing, like, they score through, like, one-on-one goalkeeper versus the one that strikes the ball, and there was this point where England needed 1 point to win, and that last shooter was, by the way, a black guy that was not the point, it was a black guy. He was a 19-year-old that had basically almost no experience in the big leagues, and he was supposed to be right, the well,
that's not really what we're talking about.
No.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I think the reason why they chose him to be the one that strikes, because they were probably expecting, oh, you know, my previous point that, oh, if he strikes a goal and he wins, then we'll show those racists all that, you know. And yeah, now that he missed, and of course Italy won because of that. The whole journalists crap. Are blaming it on racism,
right? Yeah, and it's because you know they, and I saw like there was a penalty kick that happened and he missed. Like, now on a bizarro note, how is the English team taking this? Actually, well, they're coping, and I will show you. They're actually coping with the loss, saying, "Oh, this wasn't so bad." fine.
Oh my god, I can't imagine.
Oh, actually, I will share it with you how they actually reacted to this on Instagram.
So, how many people were hospitalized after the riot?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they attacked Italians on the streets, but we'll get there in a sec. Yeah. Right now, we're gonna see how the English team reacted to this whole, you know, caboodle. So. Football. It's not just about trophies and how we're still waiting. It's not about the goals we scored or the ones we didn't.
It's about
the journeys we've taken from our roots to the top. It's the friends we've made, the people we represent, and standing alongside them when times become hard. It's being together. Football is family, it's community, it's unity, it's home.
Just admit you lost.
Okay, hold up. Can my anime protagonist speech stay in my animes and not on Instagram?
Why can't they just admit they lost? Like, GG, good game. We lost.
Yeah.
Do better next
time.
Just admit
defeat.
This is coping on so many levels. This is like, you know, we did. It's not about winning. It's about the. No, this is a competitive sport. This is where only one winner emerges. You weren't the winner. Deal with it.
Can you imagine if they just simply said, "We lost this year. We're still up next.
Yeah.
We'll wait for next year or some shit like that."
But the next UEFA Championship, they only happen once in a while.
I think every 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, they have 4 years to prepare for the next one. I mean, this is coping on such level. And you know, Joel, yeah. Orion actually sent me that picture, and I couldn't believe how what cope it was there.
Yeah, I was sent that picture, and my goodness, yes, the reaction to it was
priceless.
It was priceless, definitely. Yes, you know. Yeah.
Don't worry, guys. It's not about the trophy. It's about friendship.
Yeah, and it's about home, and we found home. Maybe you'll realize, you know, we're at home already.
Yeah, and before the match, they were probably like, "Oh, we're gonna win! We're gonna win! We're taking the trophy home," or whatever they were posting. Like,
yeah, something like that. It's like, "Oh, we lost, so we're just gonna admit defeat." I mean, why can't it be that simple?
Why can't they use this as a rallying cry for their next one?
I've also seen that they're blaming the football fans for their loss.
What? Why? Were they cheering too loudly?
Well, because they were racist.
Why is it because they, you know?
Or is it because they were maybe angry because the guy that was shooting the final goal was actually a 19-year-old who had no experience but very little experience with the big league? I mean, you have this like this final shot where you know, your entire game depends on it. You're going to put it on a 19-year-old with almost no experience with his soccer. Yeah. And, of course, he misses the
Seriously, they just went woke, and instead of hiring and bringing in, well...
You know, like the most experienced players, they get paid millions for that.
They just checked some boxes. Oh.
I think so too.
They just handed the victory to the Italians?
Yeah.
Seemed like
pretty
it.
Much.
Oh, you are. Duh.
Okay. Okay. Let's be grateful for the Italians, all right? They don't get much, right? They just have good pizza and good pasta, all right? What else do they have?
Good cars.
They have a World Cup trophy now.
Cars.
They're in it for the cheddar, the moolah.
Yeah, they have good cars, they have good cheese, they have good wine.
Yeah. Oh, the prosciutto?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
They have salami, you know, all that other stuff, pepperonis.
All that good shit.
Yeah, I imagine, you know, I have to applaud the Italians, though. They didn't get the credit that they deserve, rightly.
Oh, the coffee, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
How could we forget that? And fine Italian fashions, too.
Of course.
And Italian women. And we're not talking about the big Italian women. We're talking about the model status Italian women. It's like a fine wine. It's like a fine wine.
Monica Bellucci.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, I guess what do you think now? I guess, yeah, Italy rightly deserved that, you know, the win. And it was just, yeah. You know, if England hadn't have done that, yeah, you know, who knows how they would have reacted. But, yeah, I guess, all things considered, you know, I guess I'm happy how the situation turned out. Are you?
Well, to be honest, I think the whole world cheered for Italians.
Yeah.
Damn right. Right.
The best players win.
As ever. And, you know, and the best coaches, you know how to, you know, run the team. Yeah. That's it then. So, we've come to the end of the show today. What do you guys think, like... It was what a crazy week, wasn't it, though, must say?
Yeah, there's Top
we
Gear.
We definitely have a lot going on. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Like, so who'd like to wrap up and say, you know, what they thought of this week's cycle and just as a general closing statement, one at a time? Mighty?
Come on, can you pick someone else? But I'll start it off, though. But, you know... you know, I kind of can't wait for the, what is it? Those coins, right? That's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, of course, Space Jam 2, epic fail. It's not going to work. Even LeBron said so himself. I mean, the man's got a point.
And yet they still hired him.
Yeah, but yet it's like he didn't want to do it, though.
Yeah. Right up. Malagos?
I just like from the whole Space Jam and the Italians thing, I'm just wondering, when are we ever going to go back to the time when, you know, we are hiring competent writers, competent players? You know, we were hiring people based on their skill, not based on some kind of agenda they're trying to push. Like just bring back please bring back what people want. Like, don't give what people don't want, because, you know, get woke, go broke. And that's what Space Jam did. And that's what England did.
Know, Space Jam was a big, you know, ultimately it was a big vanity project. But, yeah. And, so that leaves us with no dragons, please.
I'm happy Italy won. Jokes aside. And yeah, I mean, going back to the get woke, go broke, I mean, I guess we've seen two parts of the continuum, right? Get woke or be Italian.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Noble.
It's honestly nice to have some good news for once.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, that coin mascot thing? Damn!
Know,
who thought
right?
the like... people in Australia who make our actual currency could do that sort of shit? Put a smile on everyone's face and go, yeah!
Now, and now the entire community is rallying and trying to scramble around to buy it, and, you know, my dude.
I have to get mine. I have to.
Righto. No dragons on Malagos. You want in?
The coins? Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. Sure.
I'll give you the links on that. Anyway. Go ahead.
I've also scanned in a copy of the sticker book that you can get at Woolworths.
Righto.
Ooh.
Righto. So, I guess that leaves us with closing up. I get my co-host, Avira, has dipped out. But I do want to say, I kind of wanted to apologize on his behalf because I know, you know, I think everybody kind of noticed as well that he was running at seventh gear, just couldn't quite handle the reins in. And yeah, I probably could have had different, more effective ways to kind of rein him in. So I apologize for that. Like, maybe if I sounded a bit too, you know, disciplinary. But yeah. I knew this show was going to be wild, but not to this level.
No, we did not expect this.
I know, not to this level. You guys agree?
Yeah.
But it was a killer show, League, I gotta admit.
It is. Very much so. But anyway, as ever, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and whatever else decides to crawl its ugly head out of the internet.
Yep. Oh, by the way, one more thing, Jolt, before you sign off. Is it okay if I actually am able to actually finish this off with a certain phrase?
What phrase are you talking about?
Oh, just two words that I absolutely love.
Take it away.
Train's coming!
All right, everyone. Farewell. See you next time. And thank you, remember, celebrate that the false idols have collapsed.